Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening and praise the Lord. Blessed Christmas to all who are joining us now for our midweek Wednesday spiritual growth and development. This evening, Christmas Day, and next Wednesday, New Year's Day, will be a time of reflection, worship, and prayer. So we thank you for joining in with us, and we will start off with worship and then lead into prayer.
Your baby.
baby boy would one day walk on water. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you deliver will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm the storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy would walk where angels try? When you kiss your little baby, you know you kiss the face of God. Did you know?
Well, good evening and praise the Lord. We're just going to ask that if our apostle would just open us up in prayer, and then we would just go into unwrapping Christmas, who I am. But we celebrate the birth of Christ. We celebrate him being born both naturally and spiritually, and the impact that that has had on our lives individually and collectively. We honor his process. We honor the prophetic proclamation that announced his coming. And so, Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that we would come to understand what that means and the implications of that. We pray that we would be transformed because he is the light in the midst of our darkness. And so may we be transformed by that light so that we would forever be children of light. At one point, we walked in agreement with darkness. But Father, we thank you that light has exposed the darkness. And now because the sun is free and has set us free, we are free indeed. And so, Father, we just bless you for this
for Christmas, for Christ's birthday. We salute him. We say happy birthday, blessed Jesus. We thank you for the power of the proclamation of your word. We thank you that the word became flesh and you are, and because you are, we can be. And so, Father, we pray, Lord God, that the illumination that led the wise men to you, that illumination will lead others to you so that they can then be wise. We ask, Father, thank you, because your birth exposes sin and then has the power to free and forgive us for sins, our sins. So may we be found in a position, Father God, to not just confess our faults and our sins and our shortcomings, but in confessing them to desire to live free from them. And so, Father, God forbid that we continue to sin, that grace may abound. Father, we pray that we would walk upright before you because the power has been the example for us. And so as we all come together on this day, we pray, Lord, that we would celebrate your birth collectively and individually, and we would celebrate the power of it, and that we would remain in remembrance of the true meaning. May every aspect, every day that we live, remind us of the true meaning of the birth of Christ. And so, Father, we bless you and we glorify you. We exalt your holy and righteous name. And to you and you alone be all the glory, the power, and the dominion. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle. And we'll have another song of worship, and then it'll lead us right into our unwrapped placement.
Describe
Amen. Unwrap Christmas. Who am I? Judge. He is the one whom God appointed as judge over the living and the dead. Acts 10:42. Who am I? Witness. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and a commander to the people. Isaiah 55:4. Who am I, beloved Son of God? And behold, a voice from heaven said, this is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Matthew 3:17. Who am I, light of the world? I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. John 8:12. Who am I? Lion of the tribe of Judah. Weep no more. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has conquered so that he can open the scroll and its seven seals. Revelation 5:5. Who am I? Jesus. And he shall bring forth a son, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Matthew 1:21. Who am I? Friend. I am a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Proverbs 18:24. Amen. Who is he to you?
and what will you give him yet on today?
Noel, Noel, Noel,
Amen, amen, amen. As we just take this opportunity to reflect, what has what you brought to Christ on his birthday? What are you unwrapping for him on his birthday? How has that impacted you? How has what you have released to Christ and surrendered to Christ on his birthday impacted you and the preparation for it? How? And are you pleased with the gift that you gave him? Were you a prepared shopper? Did you seek him and sit before him to see what he wanted you to render unto him? Or were you a last-minute shopper and you just waited and realized, oh, I need to bring a gift? And we did it. Is he pleased with the gift that you gave him? Just some opportunities for us to reflect and to think before him. And it is not too late. 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 We are in a season of hope. And so it is not too late right now for us to sit and to sit before him and ask, what is it that you want from me? What can I give to you? What can I render unto you? We'll go to another unwrapped Christmas. Who am I? Christ. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Luke 2 and 11. Who am I? King of kings and Lord of lords, which in his times he shall show who is blessed and only prominent, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. 1 Timothy 6:15. Who I am, son of the blessed, but he held his peace and answered nothing. Again, the high priest asked him, art thou Christ, the son of the blessed? Mark 14:61. Who am I, Redeemer? And thou shalt know that I am the Lord and your Savior and thou Redeemer, the Mighty One. Isaiah 60:16. And one more, and then we'll go into another selection of worship. Who am I, Advocate? My little children, these things I write unto you, that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. 1 John 2:1. And you can take this opportunity now to reflect, amen, and talk with God and see how he's going to take that gift that you gave him and use it, how he's going to expand it in your life.
And it is symbolic, not only by the four-week period of preparation, but also by the lighting of the Advent candle. As an Advent wreath, the flames of each new candle remind us, the worshipers, that something is happening and something more is to come. The candles are arranged in a circle to remind us of the continual power of God, which knows neither beginning nor end. There is also symbolic in the colors of the candle. The three blue or purple candles, symbolic of the coming of Christ from the royal line of David. He is coming as the King of Kings, as well as the Prince of Peace. The pink or rose candle is to be lit on the third Sunday of the Advent season. This candle represents joy. The great white candle is the center. In the center of the circle is known as the Christ candle and points to Jesus Christ, the light of the world. The progression is seen in the lighting of the candles of the Advent each Sunday, and each candle symbolizes various aspects of our waiting experience, for we know we have to wait on the Lord. For us this year, we are focusing on four ideas of this Advent season: prophecy, preparation, rejoice, and proclaim. The culmination of the season comes as we light the Christ candle on Christmas. We join in rejoicing that the promise of long ago, and that promise that he gave you, that rhema word that came into your life, will be fulfilled. And one of the most heartwarming expressions of Christmas is the Nativity. The Nativity speaks of the mystery of God's wisdom, why God chose to send his Son into our world as a baby of humble birth, born in common surroundings. We do not know. What we do know is that God reached out to all people, including the poor and the wealthy, the simple and the wise, the powerful and the powerless, all who found him knelt in humanity before us, knowing God is possible because he came to us at our level. Wherever we see a nativity, we find ourselves with Mary and Joseph and the shepherds and with the wise men coming and giving homage to our God, bowing down before his manger, or bowing down before his altar, or bowing down before his throne. We worship him. We are overwhelmed by God's expression of love in coming to us, and we greatly love and we humbly worship him in this season.
Amen, amen. Amen. As we enter into another time of reflection, and when we come back, we will continue our Unwrap Christmas. Who am I? And as we spend this time of reflection, let's begin to reflect on who he is. As we have been in this season of as a ministry of knowing who he is and the names of God, and as we enter into this 2020 with our prayer journals with the names of God, of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit and their attributes, let us just take this time of reflection on the day we celebrate as Christ's birthday.
Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." I want you to know tonight that the Lord loves you more than anything in the world, that you're not here by chance, that this was set up by him from the beginning. Welcome you here tonight, Lord.
Thank you for joining us on this evening's blog talk. Please, if you have not done so, sit before our Savior and see what it is that He would like from you today to celebrate Him. Render your gift unto our Savior.